Greetings and shalom. This is Adrian Scott, and welcome to Truth and Testimony, the broadcast. Time again for some more shekels for your thoughts. And this is going to be a heavier topic today. I do want to preface everything by saying this is strictly my opinion. I am not an expert of any kind in any of this stuff. It is simply my viewpoint on how I've kind of been looking at a lot of this stuff. So, you know, don't take it with a grain of salt, weigh it against what you believe, see if there's any other people that have a similar viewpoint to what I have, and can you find some commonalities? Because I have been alive long enough to learn that finding all the truth all the time is almost impossible, that you'll hear two sides of a story on almost every story, and generally speaking, the truth lies somewhere between. So, you know, it's take it with a grain of salt, and, you know, if something strikes you, you can take that. Again, like I said, you know, compared to what other people are saying, is there commonalities? Because typically in those commonalities is when you're going to start to find some of that truth. And the topic is, well, I'm not really going to beat around the bush about it too much. Gene therapeutics. Let's just put it that way. So we, of course, recently came off a global health issue. And part of that whole scenario saw a brand new technology of treatment come out for it using mRNA. Now, right off the bat, I guess, so if we back up a little bit and actually kind of go back in time a little bit, at the very early onset of this, I was as concerned and freaked out as anybody at the very early stages of this, because nobody I knew or me really had any idea of what we were looking at. We didn't know what the potentials of this thing were. We didn't know what was going to happen with it or anything else. So, you know, it was very concerning, very eager to see some kind of a treatment become available for it. And so when they announced that they were making this treatment, but it was based on this mRNA, it was very concerning to myself and my family and to a bunch of friends and stuff around us. Partly because for the limited knowledge that I have with this stuff, it was, I guess the simple way to say it was not a traditional vaccine. And I early on started scratching my head because a traditional vaccine could have been done. What they were basically saying was they went this way because they couldn't get a traditional style vaccine done fast enough. And this was the fastest way for them to get something to production. That was the story. I have some real questions about that, but I can't criticize it too much. The fundamental issue on my standpoint now, and I'm just going to stop for a quick second just to state the fact that my family and I, we are, I guess, what would be called messianic or Hebrew roots, Torah observant. So we do believe that Yeshua or Jesus is the Messiah, that he took the penalty for us to the cross, and we are saved because of that. And it's not by anything we've done or by any legalistic fulfillment of works that was done for us. It was a gift of the tremendous compassion and love of the Father and the Son that it did for once for all, for all mankind. So there's a whole other debate on, you know, because we do keep the Torah and there's instructions and stuff within the Torah, which ultimately was what Torah means, is instructions. So there's instructions on, you know, how to use your laundry machine. If you put that in Hebrew, you could say there's a Torah for your washer and dryer, you know, it's instructions. we'll just say that that's where we're at. We're Messianic Hebrew roots. One of the things that is spoken of, at least by our interpretation in the Tanakh, in the Old Testament, has to do with a concept of mixing of seed. The examples given more specifically are combining different types of grain seeds. But there's also examples given of combining different types of fabric. And it's just this mixture, this idea of mixing, right? There's also concepts of mixing the Israelites with the pagan nations around them. And God continually told them, don't do that because they're going to corrupt you with their pagan practices. Don't mix. So when you combine all of those ideas together of not mixing and this mixing of seed, agriculturally speaking, I think the very seed, the very nature of us is our DNA. Within that is the language of who we are at every level, consciously, unconsciously, physically. Everything is all defined within the language of the DNA in our system. And of course, RNA is the method of transferring that information from the DNA to the proteins and stuff, whatnot in the body to spread that stuff so that you actually grow and that you become who you are, right? If that information can't get out of the DNA and move to those things and occur, then you're never going to grow. You're never going to be who you are. So you have the core mechanism, which is the seed of who we are, the DNA. And then you have this RNA, which takes that information and that's what propagates and lets us become who we are. So when they had this idea, this vaccine, we immediately saw this as a mixing of seed. They want to take what's in the core of our DNA, add something to it. Now, they say that it's not affecting the original DNA. I think there's some contention with that as well. But even if it wasn't, it's still taking the information from the DNA, adding these other instructions to it, which were instructions to create this spike protein, which is what would allow your body to build up the antibodies and whatnot to fight off this virus. But it is, we just really saw it as a mixing of seeds. So we were quite opposed to that right out of the gate. Had there been rather a traditional medical treatment, I don't even want to say the word for getting in trouble here, but had there been a traditional vaccine that had come out for this, I don't think we would have been so opposed to that, because the kind of old school attenuated vaccines that we have for most other things are proven to work. It's a system. We know how to measure it. We know what the effects are. But with this new technology, we had no idea what the effects would be, what the long-term effects would be. We still don't know because it hasn't been long-term enough. I think we're seeing some issues, but we just really, it was a big question mark. So with the fact that it's this huge question mark and the fact that it's this concept that we saw it of mixing of seed, and this is all for a virus that, as we came to find out over the course of time, had very not nearly as severe impact on the people's health in general as we were afraid of, or as they were leading us to believe early on. That's not to say there weren't people that weren't very seriously affected by this. It happens with any virus. It happens with regular colds and flus. There are people that get very ill. There are people, unfortunately, that die as a result of these things, as well as other medical complications, diabetes and all these other things that come up. So it's not limited to a virus or a cold or anything like that. But all those things together, and we just really were getting very skeptical. And that kind of leads me to the point of why I wanted to make this video. And it's not so much, you know, we can finger point and make accusations and do whatever, and they could be right, they could be wrong. Whatever the case is, my thought on it, as well as most of the people around me, is that really was setting a stage on, I think there's some people, I think there's a percentage of the population that has some not so good goals in mind from a biblical point of view. I don't think that they're the Antichrist, but I think they're being used by the devil. They're being manipulated and used. That's my opinion. And so they're up to not good things. And I think that for them, this was a trial run. It was a practice run. What could they get away with? What could they not get away with? What could they change to make it more effective next time that they could further their agenda? And so the main reason for putting this out was just, I'm not going to tell people to never get a vaccine or a treatment for stuff, because in many cases, these things have a proven success record. One example that pops into my head, because I do have some family related to this, was polio and getting the polio vaccine. So, I am absolutely not opposed to vaccines or medical treatments of that nature. I am opposed to the use of mRNA, and I will continue to be opposed to that. So I know I'm opening up a huge can of worms, and you can direct all your hate mail to someone else. Ultimately, I guess if you really don't agree with me, you always have the option to just turn the video off and go somewhere else, because I'm probably not going to be saying things you want to hear. But really, the main point for doing the video is, if I'm right about any of that stuff, and I'm right about it being a practice and a trial run to see how they could do it better next time, ultimately, the point I'm trying to make is, keep your eyes and ears open for the next time, because there will, in my opinion, there will be a next time. It's not, to me, it's not a question of if, it is just a question of when. And I do fear that the when could be sooner than anyone would really be comfortable with. So all it is just an admonition to be vigilant, be guard on that watchtower, as it talks about in the Bible. Keep your eyes open, be vigilant, stay sober, watch. And if you see things, this goes back to another concept in the Bible. You can tell a tree by its fruit. Look at what kind of fruit is being produced by different people, by organizations. Just see what it is that they're doing. Keep an eye on it. Right? Maybe it's harmless. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Right? But be aware. Don't bury your head in the sand. Try to stay up on current events. We are heading into, I think we are heading into the end times. I always say, and I do believe that my buddy, my co-host Ray, is he's much more up on kind of eschatology and end times prophecy than I am. I've been more interested learning about language and culture and history rather than what's coming, because I guess part of that is that I believe you can't understand what's coming if you don't understand what's already been. Because one thing I do see throughout scriptures is God is cyclical. He'll just keep teaching the same things over and over again until we finally get it. Because despite what some of us seem to think, we're just not overall the sharpest tools in the shed. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So, yeah, I don't want to belabor it too long. I know that's quite the setup. And maybe at some point we may have a different format where we'll kind of tackle this a little more in depth. Maybe we'll look at some numbers and details. This may be a Rumble only exclusive, but in the meantime, yeah, I mean, I'll just kind of leave it there. So just with that admonition to just be vigilant, stay sober, keep eyes and ears open, and just watch. I suspect that we'll be hearing before too terribly long of another health scare, and they'll be pushing more of this mRNA stuff. There's a Bill Gates, who's one of the co-founders of Microsoft, I didn't realize that he had a full degree in immunology. I didn't realize that he was an expert in immunology and a medical doctor and all these things. But he's been really pushing to get these mRNA vaccines into the animal supply chain, our food supply chain, beef and pork and all that stuff, as well as plants, I do believe. I could be wrong on that, but I think I heard something about having to put in plants as well. So, and I got to wonder why. It seems the whole scenario just seemed like they were trying way too hard to get this stuff into people, because I think they knew that it wasn't, the virus wasn't as lethal as they tried to paint at one point. And now the information is there and you're seeing more and more people, and there's lawsuits flying this way and that way and everything else over different things that have come of this, because as more and more studies and research and data has come out, it seems to have confirmed that fact, that it's not nearly as severe, fatal, or dangerous as what had been proposed. And we'll not even talk about medical modeling on this stuff, because medical modeling, in my opinion, from what I've seen, has missed the mark almost every time. Having said that, I do say I'd rather err on the side of caution. I'd rather be overprepared when anything happens, whether it's a health thing or any other safety stuff, right? I'd rather be overprepared than underprepared. Assume the worst, hope for the best, as the old saying goes. So that's always the mentality I've had, but they were going crazy with this. It felt at times like they were treating this as our extinction level event, and it just wasn't. So now that I've gotten myself sufficiently in trouble, I think I will wrap it up there before I get myself in any more trouble. And so thanks to all of you who've now unsubscribed. I'm kidding. I'm being facetious. But I would thank you for joining me. If you stuck through to this point, thank you so much for hanging in there. I appreciate everyone that does participate with this and watch, and those that leave comments and stuff. It is muchly appreciated. To that effect, I shouldn't forget to ask that anyone that's been watching this, please, if you like the video, please feel free to give it an old thumb up or a punch, as it were, and subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you're notified anytime we do upload more content. And we'll be talking about more biblical stuff in most of our videos. This was kind of a one-off. It just was something had been sitting on me, and I wanted to discuss it. I've got it out of my system, and now I'm prepared to move on. So on that note, I just wish blessings to all of you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah. And I say shalom, have a great week, and bye for now.